We are on Daf Kuf Chof Ches Lamed Beis. We had heard before by the Tana Rabbanon, Im Hoysa Tzricha L'Ner Chavata Madlekes Los Aner. Im Hoysa Tzricha L'Shemen Chavata Mevi'a Lo Shemen B'yad. The Baraisa says as follows: if the Yoldis need Shemen, Mevi'a Lo Shemen B'yad. Vim Eino Yisipek B'yad. If in the palm of the hand that is not enough shemen, if you can't bring so much enough shemen, mevia b'sayro. So then you bring it b'sayro. B'sayro, mevia lo b'keim. So we have here three shiurim, and Rashi says, let us see the Rashi before in the Baraisa. Mevia lo shemen derech rishu sarah. B'yad b'kapo v'loy b'kli. The kama the efsher mishanino. If you could be mishana, one should be mishana. Besaira, socha saira shemen. You smear her hair with oil. Sheba etzla mekan chosay. So then you squeeze it out from his stomach. Ve'ein kan chilo shabbos. Kivin shein derech heitzo bekach. There's no chilo shabbos because this is not the derech heitzo. So now let us see the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Ma'isa tzricha l'shem. So the Gemara asks, Teipek lei mishum schite. Now what did you accomplish over here? You said that they shouldn't carry it. So you were meineya the isa reitzo. But now you're over the isa schite. So that let us see Rashi. Teipu lei mishum schita. Lama lei hevi'a lo bekeili. Shalai techalo Shabbos ba'itza. The whole reason you don't bring it with a keili, you don't carry it. Shalai techalo Shabbos ba'itza. Ochenami yoke mechalo lo beschita. You mechalo with schita. Is Rabbe v'Rav Yosef da omri tovayu ein schita b'seya. There's no din schita b'seyo, so Rashi says, shohu koshe ve'ein b'leya. The gather of schita is if something is nivla b'dover acher, so squeezing it out is schita. But since seyer is koshe, so b'meila there's no schita. We'll come back to this again. Rav Ashi omar afilu teimo yesh schita b'seyo. Philip, we will assume yesh schita b'seya mevi'a lo bekeili derech sara. The kama de'ev shelishenuye mishanina. The sara means that you tie the keili to the seya. Derech sara keireches hakeili beroisha b'sayra. So we accomplish that this is a hitzo sheloi keder. So, and if that is impossible, then you take the keili b'yoda. If you need a large amount of shemen. There's a machlekes harishonim. What is pshat in this gemara? The gemara asked the kasha that there's a din schite. So the gemara in the havamina held is a din schite d'yerais. And that was the gemara's kasha. What did you accomplish? What did you accomplish by not carrying? So lemaisi yoiva is a schite. So the Rabbi Netam in Sefer HaYosho says that this schite that the Gemara is speaking about, this is a tolda of dosh, just like there's an isel schite, one is not permitted to squeeze out a zeisim vanovim. So the same thing, one is not allowed to squeeze out shemen hanivla b'sayro, and the Gemara in the Havamina held that the shemen is nivla b'sayro. That's one yesod. In yesod number two, the Rabbeinu Tam says he held the yesh dishe sheloi begidulei kalke. For Emerson, there's another problem over here. There's no deraisa dike dishe because it is not gidulei kalke. So the Rabbeinu Tam says the makshin held that is a din machleikis tanoim. He held that yesh dishe sheloi begidulei kalke. The egleital and meleches dosh is medayik from this Rabbeinu Tam. Why is this called not gedulei kalke? Shemen is gedulei kalke. You're squeezing out shemen is gedulei kalke. So he brings the raya from the Rabbeinu Tam that together of Disha Bigdule Karka means that the psoilus that is an enveloping the mashke also has to be Gedule Karka. If it's not Gedule Karka, so by Emerson there's no din Disha. Now the Gemara that have a mina held yes Disha shalai be Gedule Karka. And that's the whole shakla vitalia of the Gemara. The Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, Mehilchus Shabbos, says as follows. Haschite, he speaks about that one of the Av Malachas is Malabin. The Rambam says, Haschite Mitzolchei Hakibus. He says, Mechabes is a tilde of Malabin, Vahaschite Mitzolchei Hakibus. Just like he says, hagose, mixing up, stirring a pot, when it's al ha'esh, that's mitzolchei habishel. So it's a tilde of mevashel. It enhances the bishel process. Haschite mitzolchei hakibus. So memela schite is also mitzolchei hakibus. Fine. So therefore, if a person will squeeze out a beged, that it's nivla, mayim, or other things, so the locha will be that he's chayim al schite. The ein schite b'seyo, v'hu adin lo'oyev, she'ein chayovim al schitos. So the Rambam is mesayim, but by seyo and oyev, there's no chayim al schitos. Rav Magid says Pshat in the Rambam, that's what the Rambam said, that ein chayovim al schitosoi, by schitoseyer, that means that in a Torah there's no iser of schita. But an iser there is. Mid the Rabbonon there is an iser of schita b'seyer. That's what the Rav Magid says, and the Kesef Mishneh also says this, because the Rambam paskins, like Rav Ashi, that a person, if a yodis needs shemen, they should tie a keli to a hair. So the Kesef Mishnah says why? Because if he'll go and soak her hair with the shemen, he'll be able to use a shita. So memela. So therefore, you should carry the shemen on your deshina, and you should not be. You should not make her hair oily, because you'll be able to see it. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, we have here two chidushim. Chidush number one, the Rambam brought down this halacha, aschita is mitzolchei akibus, and also and the aschita is also midarabonon. The Rav Magid is medaykum the Rambam. So it comes out that the Rambam holds that this schite of seyo is, he puts this in the tilde of kibbutz, that this is also als malabim. I mean, here the Ramach says on this Rambam, he favorim the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Rabbeinu Tam is the kasha, and disha helo bigedulei kalke, and he says that the maksha held yesh disha shaloi bigedulei kalke, because the Rabbeinu Tam learned that the whole musig of libum does not apply by shemen. That's for sure. So the whole musig of schita would here be together of disha. So he had a problem in disha shaloi b'gedulei karke. So he said, this town holds yesh disha shaloi b'gedulei karke. But the Rambam held that we are speaking about schita, which is a tilde of melabein. And there is melabein by Cyrus. But ain't schita besayres, ain't schita besayres. So memele, it is. It's about the minatayra midarabonan. It is also the bir haloche in soif simin shin beis sif tes is a whole arichet, and he brings a raya that the emerson on a beged of seyo. There is a Isser Libun the Araisa. That it brings a raya from a Gemara in Zvachim. But ein schita b'seya. Aber agamara was machadish. That is true. That libun take pas minatere. But schita, that is mitzolche yakibus. Schita is ein schita b'seya. That is what agamara was machadish. That this chelik of kibus, which one accomplishes just like there's a inyan of kibus, that shriyasa is zehu kibusi. There's an inyan of kibus of making, if you make a beged wet, that alone is a mechabes of the beged. By seyo and by oyer, we don't say shriyasa is zehu kibusi. That's for sure. Making it wet is not considered a kibus. And we also hold ein schita b'seyo, minatayre. That squeezing it out alone is also not a deraisa dike bechabes. But there's a gemara in Zvachim. There's a gemara in Zvachim that the gemara says that a beged oyer or a beged shel seyo is an isur melaben deraisa. So it seems that the libun of seyo and oyer is not through shriyasa izer kibusa, is not through schita, but if you clean it good, you do the other processes of libun, then there's an isa libun d'yarayt. That is how the Mishnah Berurah learns pshat in the Rambam. But then the Mishnah Berurah asks a meiradike kasha. And the kasha is as follows. We heard already this halacha before Masechta Shabbos. And it is brought down la halacha in Simin Shin Chavov Siftes. In Shin Chavov Siftes, it says, Muta Lilchaitz Ponov Yoda Verachla. A person is permitted in Shabbos to wash his face. The Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Yesh Leizoke. He's also permitted to wash his face. And there's a whole sugya we had before, if you're a ma'arev, certain things into the water, so there's a shaila, if it's meisher the seyer, if it's not meisher the seyer, if the seyer will come off, you're not allowed to be ma'arev it, because you'll take off the seyer. But here we're speaking about a person who is washing his head, is washing his face, and the whole pilpul is of shaila, will the hair come off, the hair won't come off. So the Bir Aloche asks, if there's an inyan of Malabi, a beged shall say your past Malabi. And here this person is washing his face, he's washing his beard, he's washing his hair. So why isn't there a din Malabin over here? So the Bir Aloche, in order to answer this kasha, the only teretz he had, because since it's mechuba legufoi, Loi shayich by kibbutz. Maybe that's the terror taste is. A beged shall say, this we have a gemara. A beged shall say, there's an issa malabin v'yarayz. Then the Rambam says, ein schita b'seyo means, l'chayret speaking about this, beged shall say, you'll squeeze it out. That is not awesome in a terror. This is only awesome in the Rabbonah. But l'chayret says, we have a gemara that a person is washing his face. And then that is muta. So this is, why isn't there an issa malabim? So kochoch you have to say, because if it's mechuba legufoi, there's bechlal no inyan of malabim. So if that is the case, so what is pshat the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asks a kasha according to the Rambam. That there should be an itaypik lay mishum schita, and according to the Rambam, schita means libum. You're allowed to wash your beard. You're allowed to wash it. Mamish to wash it. So al kolchoch there's a new inyan that something that's mechuba legufoy is there's no din of libun bechlal. The Rambam learns a gemara al libun. He doesn't learn al mefarik. So what is pshat in the gemara's kasha? The Bir Aloche blives by a tzorich yin. It is very very unclear. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah himself, this is in Shin Beis and Bir Aloche, in Shin Chavov, the Mishnah Berurah says the person is permitted to wash his beard, but Yisrael Meyosh La Yischoit. According to the Rambam, it is very difficult to understand what you're doing over here. The chitza is mutam, the schita is asa. Now what happens over here? It's very difficult. Tavnineza Taka and Simon Kufnun Zayin wants to say, according to the Rambam, a person is not allowed to wash his face. You know what you do with the Gemara. There's a whole Gemara about chitza. He doesn't ask this. But Kapodim wants to say, according to the Rambam, that the Yisra is al Slibun, and Beseir it's also midarabonon. Al-Kaponim, about the Yisayda Dover, this we Zicha can remain with, that the Taipik Leimishum Schita, we hear via Machlaikis Arishainim. The Benetam learned that this is a Schita Tilda of Dosh, and he had a problem of Gedule Karka, and he said, we're going that we hold Yesh Schita, Tatila Shaloybi Gedule Karka. And the Rambam learned that the Iser is als a Tilda of Melamed. And that the Gemara says in Schita Beseyer, the Rava Magid in the case of Mishnah say, but mit Rabbonon it is also. The Rajba asks Akasha, according to the first verse of the Gemara, Rabbe v'Rav Yosef Domei Tavayo in Schita Beseyer. So he learned Taisis. In Schita B'Seyah, he learned that it means that it's Pachlal Mutter. So yes, if it's Ein Schita B'Seyah, so why does the Baraisa say before? Mevi'a lo shemen b'yad, v'meina sipik b'yad, mevi'a b'sayra. So the Raj B'tayin is l'chera b'yad is less than a shinui than b'sayra. So if you hold Ein Schita B'Seyah, so it would be preferable to bring the shemen b'sayra. That is the Rajba's kasha. If you learn in Schita B'Seyah is also midarabonon, l'chayre it's not the way the Rav HaMagid says, l'chayre it's not shver the Rajba's kasha. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmu. Chaya is a yoldit. Kol zman she'akever posuach. The kever is the base arechem. Main amra tzrichani, main loy amra tzrichani, mechalun aleo es haShabbos. So all the things which one is rogel to do for a yodis, so calls man that the beis arechem is pasuach, is mechalun aleo es haShabbos. Nistam hakever, after the beis arechem becomes nistam, main amra tzrichani, Bein loy amra tzrichani, ein mechal naleos haShabbos. He says, she only is a din of a chayla, she yesh bei sakona, according to this lashon, dafke calls man the psicha sakeva. By stima sarechem, so she does not have a din of a chayla, she yesh bei sakona, afilu she says tzrichani. Rab Ashi masni hochi. That's how Rab Ashi learned pshat in this membra. Al Rab Yudha Moshmu. Mazutre masni hochi. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmu. Chaya kol zman shakever posuach. Ben omra tzrich ani ben omra in tzrich ani mechal no leos haShabbos. Nista makever omra tzrich ani mechal no leos haShabbos. Oy omra tzrich ani ein mechal no leos haShabbos. So memeila so lochere he was moisiv that if she says tzrich ani, is Mechal Noleos HaShabbos. Om Alei Ravina Lemarema, Marzutre Masni Lekula, V'Ravashi Masni Lechumre, Hilchus Kemam, how do we paskin? Om Alei Aloche Kemarzutre, Sofik Nefoshes Log. Since we have a Machloikis, after Psichas HaKever, Ebashastimes HaKever, if she says tzrichani, if she has aloha v'achayla, she yesh b'isakone, so memeu, so since it's a machloikes tanoim, so sofik nefosh is lahok. Zot Rashi, tzrichani lechilu. Bein she'omro ein tzrichani, this is pishas tzrichas akeva. V'chavroi se'o imroi she'i tzricho, is mechalole. Zot the Gemara weiter. Me'emosai psichas hakeva, Omar Rabaye, Misho sheteishe v'ala mashber. When she's mukhen to be, for the lady, then is the din of psichas akever. Avune bereid Rabbi Yeshua amam misho shadam shoises v'yoyred. Ve'omri lo misho shachabreiseo noises oise ba'agapeho. That she is unable to walk alone. So Rashi says, ba'agapeho bezroyeseo she'eino yechoylo lahalech. In Lalocha we paskin that all these three are simonim of the shas psichas akever. And one is permitted to be mechalel Shabbos. Ad mosai psichas akeva. Omar Rabaye, shloisha yomim. It's the first 3 days that is the zman of psichas akeva. Rava Omar mishmeida Rav Yehuda, shive. Va'amri lo, another said, that Rava said shloisha. So the Rehitas Advarim would be that we hear here Abachloikis and Rove, if the Psichas HaKever is Nimshach or Shive or Shloish. We'll come back to it soon. Omri Nardor. Nardor said, and this is, we paskin like the Nardor. Chaya, Gimel, Zayin, Velamet. There are 3 Zmanim by Ayodis. Gimel, the first 3 days, bein omro tzrichani, ubein omro loy tzrichani. Rashi said before, v'chavri se'oim reishi tzriche. Is mechal no le'os ha-shabbos. We say, even though she says loy tzriche, she's not malgish. Al kaponim dinyonim, that were rogel to be mechal o shabbos for a yoldis. So we say, misama, she needs it also. Zayin till Zayin, from Gimel till Zayin, Omro tzrichani, mechal nolehs ha-shabbos. Omro loy tzrichani, ein mechal nolehs ha-shabbos. Lamed. Tach mitzvotan laloch, afilu stome, yoso mechal lo shabbos. Das ist dir die Kediyukim. Lamed, afilu omro tzrichani, ein mechal nolehs ha-shabbos. But this is still Lamed, from Zayin to Lamed, afilu she says she feels tzrichani, she tzrichani, and we know there's no Zayte Kemachle besides the Chayli of Yoldis. So on this Chayli, after 7 days, it should not be, for what she is asking for, it is not necessary to be Mechal or Shabbos, it's not a Dover she has by Sakone. So afilu omre tzrichani, ein Mechalim oleo es HaShabbos. Because there's no sakon involved. Avol oisin al yedei armoi, but you are permitted to tell a goy to do a malocha di reis. Kiderav ule barei derav iloi, the omar kol tzorche choyle nasin al yedei armoi. A tzorech av a choyle shein by sakone, one is permitted to tell a goy to do a malocha mishabbos. Uche derav hamnune. The Omar Rav Amnune, Dovor she'ein bo'i sakone, oim ele nochi v'oise. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Chaye gimel yomim v'zayin yomim v'lamed yomim. Huskiru bo lechilik hilches chilu Shabbos. There are different halachas of chilu Shabbos in these 3 zmanim. Lamed, what does lamed mean? Mizayin. Ad Hashlom Aslamet. Vechein Zayin means Mi Gimel Ad Hashlom Zayin. So Mameila, that's the Zmanim. Lemaise, there's a Bachlikas Apoiskim, if we cheshbin with a Meisleis, if you don't cheshbin with a Meisleis. That means, let's say, if the Leida was on a Wednesday, and an hour before Nacht. So how do you cheshbin the Shloisha Yomim? If you don't cheshbin the meisleis, and that's how the mechaber passes, you don't cheshbin with the meisleis, so there's no heter of chilul Shabbos. So as soon as it became nacht, so that's the first day. Thursday is the second day, and Friday is the third day. There are other poiskim that hold, and the goyim b'seichom, that you do cheshbin with the meisleis, so memele, so then you would cheshbin, then won't be permitted to be mechal Shabbos, till it will end the third meisleis. V'lo amra ein etzrichani. Kol tzolchei choyle, Ula said that whatever a choyle needs, v'ho chayad lamid yoyim, stom a choyle, she's a choyle. So therefore, one is permitted al yidei akum. Davar she'ein bei sakone. Now Rabbi Amnuna said a memre. Davar she'ein bei sakone. Aymal anochi va'ise. Chayle she'im lo yasu loy refu ezu ein mesuken lamus. Umikol makim tzorich ulo. Aymal amo va'ise. Avodah v'shesh bei sakone Yisrael atzmai oise loy. Now, from the Rehitis Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says as follows, Chayle she'im lo yasu loy refu ezu, if they won't do this refu, ein mesukin lomus. He won't die from it. He'll be able to live without doing this refu. This refu won't make it or break it. L'chayre, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Paskins like the Shita Sarava Magid, and the Bir Halacha brings down a lot of Rishonim which are Chilik and the Rava Magid, and one of the Chilkim is Rashi B'Seicha. The Rava Magid says, L'Halacha, Achayle Sheyesh Boi Sakone, so the Rava Magid says, Oisin Loi Kol Tzolchoi, whatever you would normally do for achayla sheyesh by sakona b'chayl, you do it in Shabbos. And that means that even though if you won't do it, there's no shayla of a sakona, but since this is achayla sheyesh by sakona, it's oisin like kol shergirim lasis loy b'chayl. It'll make him more comfortable, he'll feel better. You're allowed to be mechamim mayim l'rechitze. It won't, Abu al kaponim, this is tzorchai, and he's achayla sheyesh by sakon. The Bir Aloche brings down many rishonim that say you're only permitted to do for achayla sheyesh by sakon if this won't be done, he's mesukin lamus. He brings down a lashon of Rashi, doesn't say where Rashi is, but our Rashi also seems like that. Dovo she'ein by sakon, achayla, שאם לא יעשה לא ירפו איזו אין מסוכן למוס, ומכל מוקים צורך הוא לא. So Rashi לוחי רבי שתחוי, that the whole heter to be מחל או Shabbos is, if this will not be done, is מסוכן למוס. If that is not the case, אפילו החילה שיש בי סקונה, one is not permitted to do a מלוכה. As Zayd Achsna Vaistes, he brings that cloth, that's Rashi Sheet, and it would seem from this Rashi also like that. Shim lo yas lo fuzu, ain misukin lomos, then you're not allowed to do it. That is the criteria. So, Dachsach Mir, if that is true, so comes a Rav Amnun is even speaking about Achayla Sheyesh Bay Sakona. Achayla Sheyesh Bay Sakona, Abur Dovo Shein Bay Sakona, but Taki is Achayla Sheyesh Bay Sakone. But the thing that he needs is Ein Bay Sakone, Eimel Enochi Va'oise. So I really don't know what Rav Hamnune, why the Gemara brought down two memres. Ula said a memre that Achayla Sheyesh Bay Sakone is your Eimel Akum. L'chayra the way Rashi is saying, Rav Hamnune is telling us, Achayla Sheyesh Bay Sakone. But this Indian is davar she'ein bei sakone, is oimel enochi va'oise. So l'chein ha'p s'chav amnune is machmel. But al kaponim, l'chein ha'p amnune has no shaykhis to a yodis. A yodis is ich ha'ein bei sakone. Maybe that's the schiddish, it's the same thing. The chayla she'esh bei sakone, if it's ein bei sakone. So that also is the din of ein bei sakone, that the din is amir ala'akum is mutter. Let us see Tosfos. Rove Mishmei de Rav Yehuda Omar Shiva. Eisiz Rove said that the Zman Psiches HaKever is the first 7 days. And the Omri law said that it is the first 30 days. L'chayre Mashme de Rove L'taymei. The Bepeire Kado Gabi Ahu Yenuke de Ishtapach Chamime. There's a Maisa there that there was a Tinik, and the hot water is spilt. Omalu Rove, so Rove said over there, Nishaila le'imoi, im tsriche nachayme agavime. If she says she needs hot water, so then they'll make a ribuy b'shiurim. Since it is mutter to cook up water for the mother, if she needs it, so mamela will cook up more water. Nachayme agavime. So what does Taisvis mean to say? What did Taisvis see? That means that Taisvis saw, you have to ask her. If you don't ask her, you're not permitted to be mechamim for your elders. So if, so actually according to the Omri law, why does it say Nishayle? You cook it up. She's, chamim is a normal tzairich of a elders. Chitzes chamim, shtiyes chamim, some emele, so why do you have to ask her? So Taisus says, no, rove le taime, he's this, the first lashon of rove, that the whole din of psiches hakever is only the first 7 days, and the bris was the 8th day, so if the bris was the 8th day, some emele, you can't be mechamim stamazay for the mother unless we hear from her that she needs it. Amalu Rove Nishaile Leime im Tsriche Nachaime Agavime. He says, Lachayev and Taisus would advise, so it's not the way we said that Stome is also Mutter. Nishaile Leime, you have to ask her, im Tsriche Nachaime Agavime. The Mistome Beyoim Shmini Hoya Kaidamila. So Taisus says, Mistome, this was speaking about before the Mila. Shahoya tzori chamim lemoiloi. He needed chamim lemoiloi. That's Mestama the story over there. The la'acha mile mesukenu. He's a mesukna b'loyime b'yim shmini mechal nol of Shabbos. V'hainu la'acha shive. So in the sotze after shive, the benistam akeva b'in en srich. Now, Taisus has a whole ariches over here, if this is speaking about before the bris, or it's speaking about after the bris. Now, vikum dos araindo. L'chayre, Taisus should have said, m'zich en achayme agavim, eh? So, m'meil, so Taisus should have said, v'ayinu lach eshive, t'mniste makeva binin, tzriche. Why does Taisus have all pilpul it's talking about before the bris? Because after the bris, I mean, we come to the whole Indian what we're speaking about. So the Sam Sefer says, Pshat and Taisvis as follows. Sam Sefer says, Be'emison did be a mokim to learn that it is speaking about after the bris. And after the bris, and it is speaking about al yedei aku. That's how we could learn. We could learn that it is speaking about al yedei akum, and before the bris, so you could be before the bris, you could be mechamim. Taisus held over here that amira la akum b'mokim mitzvah is mutter. There's a whole pilpul in Taisus in Gittin what the din is. But that's what the Sam Sefer says. Taisus held as follows. Maybe that Gemara Bechlal is no shaychis. Maybe it is speaking about al yedei akum. And it is speaking about after the bris. And after the bris, the child doesn't need it at all. That's what Taisus wanted to say. So you can't tell the goy, to be mechamim for the child. Because the child doesn't need it. So you're only being mechamim for the mother. Now say pshat in the Gemara, you're mechamim al yedei akum. So it's pachlal nishkan shayches with this rove. Then it's like Nerdoi. Nerdoi says that the 8th day you do with a goy. That's how I could learn pshat. That means that I could learn pshat, that Gemara speaking, Taisus later is going to bring down that Rashi and the Rach learn like that, that it's speaking about al yedei akum. So Taisus, L'chayre, wanted to say that it is speaking about al yedei akum. So Nachamol, if it is speaking about al yedei akum, and it would be speaking about after the bris, so Taisus had a mahalach as follows. So after the bris, the yingle doesn't need. Taisus had such a mahalach. After the bris, the yingle doesn't need for the mitzvah, the ingel doesn't need it. So nechaim alei agav imei. Since bonus amira la'akum is mutter for the mother b'yayim hashmini, that's mizayin adlamet. So memela, so since you're allowed to tell a goy for the mother, so you'll be meisiv for the tinnik also. But there's no tzairich mila anymore. So if that would be pshat in the gemara, so then it's not rove letaimei. It's not like rove. It's like the Nardoi, that after Shiva already, it is after Shiva, it's a chayla shein by sakon. But Taisva says, no, you can't say that pshat, because if it's speaking about after the bris, so he's a mesukin. So if he's a mesukin, why do you have to speak about the mother in Gatz? Forget about the mother. So it has to be speaking about before the bris. Now, if it is speaking about before the bris, and if it would be speaking about a goy, so right away you have to speak about the mother. Typically, amira la'akum is mutter b'moke mitzvah. That's how Tosfos learned till now. So al kochach daf mezogin, it's not speaking about a goy. It's speaking about a yid. So it's speaking about a yid, and a yid, when she says, tzricha ani, a yid is allowed to be machal on Shabbos. So Taisvis said, that's after this cheshbon, that means Taisvis said, you can't learn pshat that it's speaking about a goy. That's the whole mechuvin of Taisvis over here. It's not speaking about a goy. Because after the bris, you don't need the mother. And before the bris, you also don't need the mother if it's speaking about a goy. Because Amir Lakim is mutter b'moki mitzvah. So it has to be speaking about, and if you need the mother, so it has to be speaking about before the bris, Naidei Yisrael. So close. So you see that the eighth day, rove l'taimei, that the eighth day, if she says tzrich, that then it's nistemo akeva. So if she says tzrichani, yemachalo shabbos. That is pshat in the Gemara. So Taisvus made a more dikalishitos. Mihu, Taisvus says, but it's not too good. Lelishne da omri lo le rove shloishim. But that'll be according to the omri lo. That Rava holds that till 30 days is as man of psiche sakeva. Is tik shalom or tzriche? So why do you need tzriche? So that's a problem. V'oi de bekuntres perish osam nechaim egav imei al yedei nochi. Rashi learns over there al yedei nochi, and Rashi learns that amira la'akum is not mutal letzorech mitzvah. So therefore you need it because of the mother. No, so lachayr is doch schrecklich. So a goy, a yedei nochi, the hair of a holds that psichas hakever is to shloishim yoyim. Or after the seventh day, a full ayid is permitted to be mechal o Shabbos. So what's that sort of? Mechain pirish abayin hachananu. Lachach yesh leforish tabaye verove veomri lo maro machodo, maro machodo, vlei pigi vekulo kaima kenel doi. It's very unclear how you say pshat in the Gemara, but seems the Gemara saying this, at most, Epsich is a kever on Mabaye, Shloishim Yomim. Rova, Mishmeid Rav Yude, Shiva. That means after the Shloishim Yomim, there's a new din of Shiva, but it's after the Psich is a kever. Vomri lo Shloishim, that after the Shiva, there's a din of Mir Lakum of Shloishim. That's what Taisus learned. So the Mele, so then there's not a three-way Machloikus over here. Zak the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, L'chaye Lamed Yoy. There is a shear of a Yodis of 30 days. Look to Gemara, L'may Hilchese. Watch out, L'may Hilchese. Because if he's speaking about Hilches Chilul Shabbos, so don't give a blank halacha of 30 days. There's 3, there's 7, there's 30. In Amar Avida Meshmul Lachai Lamed Yoyim, the 30 day Ayodis is a special aloha all 30 days. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchese, Omri Nerdoi Litvile. That what? So Rashi says, Ad Lamed Yoyim Vloi Sitvel Mipnei Atzine. Stel sich vor, because Bizmanom they were not tevil b'chamim. Tevila b'chamim me'ikir, the Gemara says in Brachas, they were tevil b'tzayna. So me'mele, due to the weakness of the yeldes, is so therefore she shouldn't be tevil herself. Because she can get sick because of the cold mikveh. Amarove lo yamoram elo she'ein baila ima. Aval baila ima baila mechamema. What's that baila mechamema? She'ein baila ima v'hi teveles le tayreis samemele. So there's a chash sakone that the tefillah betzainan will make her sick. But if baila ima baila mechamema la'achal tefillah betashmish, v'haguf mischame min haguf, and memele, so there's no shash, so then it is permissible afilu teishlesh. The Gemara brings a maise, ki ha de brate de Ravchizde, Ravchizde's daughter was married to Rove, tovle begoyit los in yoimin, shalai bifnei baila, she was from, she wanted to be tovle to Paris, vitz tenias, and taka she got very cold, so they brought the bed to Rava Lepumpadisa in order that she should become Nishamin. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Oisin Medure Lechaye B'Shabbos, that one is permitted to make a Medure Lechaye B'Shabbos. Sava mino lechaya en lechayla loy bavka chaya. This is a new shayla over here. Is the shayla is if does a chaya need heat? Is this not the refut? Does she need heat? It should be warm. Sava mino lechaya en lechayla loy. Mishna Berurim bir halacha learns this chayla is a chayla sheyesh by sakod. He also doesn't need, Tahiti doesn't need, he needs the refuas, but Tahiti doesn't need. B'moisak shomimein, b'moisak ham oloi. V'loihi. Loishna chaye, v'loishna chayle, loishna b'moisak shomim, in the winter loishna b'moisak hame. Ide itme, omar avchiye bar ovin, omar shmur, hikiz dam v'nitztanein, afilu, there was only hakoze. So you see, afilu yemoisach hama is garnished, oisin lai medure afilu betkufas tamas. Shmuel tzolchulei takatko deshaga. Let us see Rashi. So medure hesik godu. Hik is dam, v'chol shkein chayle. If a mak is dam, needs a medure avada givisa chayle. Tzolchulei takatko deshaga. Leimotzu eitzim mulchanim lehesek b'yayim hakoze. So this it seems was in the middle of the week. V'tzive uboku, this was the yayim hakoze. V'tzive uboku kisei shaltido shehu mu'ula bedo. Because he held this is wichtig. Shmuel tzolchulei takatko de shago. Rav Yehude tzolchulei pseire de yayine. What is Pseire de Yaina? They chopped up Pseire de Yaina min Eresu. It's also some expensive wood. Rabbeinu Levi Omar, the Bachas Geiris Atzei Breusim, also an expensive type of wood. L'rabe Tzolchulei Sharshife. They chopped up a bench in order to make kindling wood. The shayla is either myself or the bench. So mamela bal tashris the gufoy odif. The Yadovid wants to say the shayla was, why didn't the others ask? It's a little modna here. Rabbi chopped up the sharshifes, Abai asked him with Baltashris the Gufoy. So the Yadovid wants to say pshat that the other two maises somehow Chazal knew that it was speaking about, and the Yoyim HaKozeh was Nitztanin. And that's his din. Hikis dam venitstanen, oisalay medur. So the other two cases were speaking about that was nitstanen. Rabbe wasn't nitstanen. And so cholay shar shifu. So him wasn't sakonen. So he asked him a cover mamishim baltashas. If it's not a sakona, why should he do this? He told him baltashas the gefoy odif, that the tsar that he was able, even though it's not nitstanen, that is a mokim sakona, afal pikein, the tsar that he was able, so that weighs over the baltashas of the destruction of the shar shifu. Oma Rav Yehuda Omara. La'olam yimker adam kairis beisoy. It's preferable for a person to sell his house the yikar shoes. What is the importance of shoes? So Rashi says the yikach min olayim she'ein loch bizui min amahalech yachaf b'shuk. Rashi says als bizui. Others want to say that of the cold. That the kairis beisoy is need protection from the elements, but if a person goes yachaf, his feet are touching a cold floor. So others say that's the hemshech of the Gemara. That even though the halach is yim kerodam kairis beisoy vikach min alaim l'ragob, or behik is dam vein loy mayoichal, so there's the necessity of eating after that causes dam. Yinker min alayim sheberagloi v'yaspik mem tzol chesude. There, this is very important that he should have a sude after the akozer. Mai tzol chesude, Rav Omar Boso, Shmuel Omar Yain. Rav Omar Boso, nafshe chalof nafshe. Shmuel Omar Yain, sumke chalaf sumke. I saw lessons from the disciple of going to have a whole sugya wegen Akozes Dam. The disciple tain is that it's Nishtana Hativim. Bizman Chazal, there was an abundance of Dam, and it was necessary to make Akozes Adam in order to remain healthy. He says, now it's Nishtana. Now that we don't have this Indian of Akozes because Nishtana Hativim. Look to Rashi. So, chay sude, sude sakoze. Zot de gemara weiter. Shmuel, biyoyme de ovad milse, the day that they made a koze, of delay tafshili de tachli. They made a tafshil of tchoyl, of the spleen. The tachli tchoyl sumke chalav sumke. That's what the tafshil used to eat. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Shossi Adinofik Tihi Meune. Rabbi Yochanan drank wine till the reyach, that his whole body was saturated with wine, Adinofik Tehi Meune, that a person could smell from his ears the reyach of the wine. Rashi says, Adinofik Tehi Ha Reyach Meune Meoznov Merichen Hayai. Rav Nachman Shossi ad the coffee tachle. Rav Nachman drank so much wine till his spleen floated. Rashi says, "Gomish that the ad the coffee tachle tchil shaloytzof biyayin." It's very difficult to figure out. I want to figure out the shear. Rav Yosef Shossi Adenofik Merivde de Kasilte. So Rashi says, Merivde de Kasilte, Nikvei Kli Ha'umen Shebebsorei. It means that there were incisions in the guf from the Hakoze, and it seems he drank so much wine, Adenofik. It seems that the wine itself was nofik merivde de kesilte. So they want to be so easy. Rove mahaver achamra bartlosa talfi. Rove was mahaver to drink a wine bartlosa talfi. What does this mean? Peshvera Rashi. So Rashi says bartlosa talfi ben gimel shonim.
the wine is 3 years old. Shetoano imoy. So by us it says Mishen Niklat. So that the Rishash and the Menachem Eish Nefesh wants to make a gra. It's not Mishen Niklat, nor Shiloshin Klite Mishen Nilkat. Shetona imoy mishanilkat gimel alin chadosh. In other words, Rashi means as follows. Ben gimel shonim, the wine is 3 years old. Shetona imoy. The imoy means the vine. Mishanilkat. After the grapes, which this wine was made out of, so there were gimel olim chadoshim, that means 3 years of new leaves. That's how they seem to learn shat. So bekitzel, baltlosa talfi, that means since this the grapes of were picked, 3 seasons passed by, or 3 years passed by. That's how the Menachem Eish of Nefesh seems to learn. Zakti gemara weiter. Amalu Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak la Rabbono. The matuso minaychel b'yoyim edakozer imru lebeisaychi. The day you go on your makis dam, so you should go and tell the bnei bayis Nachman ikli legabon. That Rav Nachman is coming to visit us. So you tell them Rav Nachman is coming to visit us, so they're going to make a big suda. Forget about it. I'm not coming, but I'll kapon them. They should make sure that you should have a big suda. Lerabonon zetrashi letalmidov imru Nachman ikli legabon. Halbo besude keilu ani soye vetzlechem. So memele, that was to ensure that there should be a large sude. Now the Gemara says a gevaldiki yisod. Vekulu arumi asiri. It is not permissible to be marim someone. Bar mehai olme deshori. But this olme is mutter. Amiridiki Gemara over here. Man da Ovid Milse, v'lay efshalay. What? We spoke till now that there's a gevaldike maila of drinking wine v'yoyim akoze. So what does one do that they made akoze, v'lay efshalay? He doesn't have money to purchase wine. Is lishkel zuzi mocha. So he should go and take a zuzra. That means he's going to take the zuz, he's going to go to the store. They won't sell him any wine. It's not yaitze b'yaitzo. The lezo l'shev chanuse. So he comes and he goes to seven stores that sell wine. Ad toim shir riviyosa. So he comes into the store and he asks him, do you have wine to sell? And he says, yes. He says, first, before I want to pay for it, I want to taste it. So he gives him to taste from the wine. Oh, taste gevaldik. So he gives him the zuz. So he says, I won't accept such a zuz. No, so he's sorry. Then he goes to the second store. So he goes to 7 stores. Al Kaponim, we see how much you let him taste. In 7 stores, he'll end up with, the Chazanish's Revius, 5 ounces. No, 7 stores. Maybe they gave a little less than an ounce, taste. 3/4 of an ounce, be'erech, they used to give to taste. And so even though this is really not permissible, this is an orme of a vuzal meton, it's a shayla pikuach nefoshes, it seems. So memela, this is permissible. Niloi, but that's only if he has a zuz mocha. So Lamaisa, so it's still an Oma, he looks innocent, it seems it's not a Chilul Hashem, he has money, he don't want to accept the money, sorry, I mean, I have a good intentions. But what if he doesn't have a Zuz Mocho, so what is he going to do? So he won't be able to do this. Is Leichol Shev Tamri Uchmise, he should go and eat 7 black tamarim, the Leishev Mishche Betzidei, and he should go and shmir on his forehead oil, the nigni vishimshe, and he should lay down in the sun, and all these 3 things bring about hamimus in the guf, and memela salk upon him, instead of wine, this is the second best oif in how to be mechamam the guf after after Hakosa. Avleit, I don't know who this Avleit was. It sounds like it was a goy. Ashkechei l'shmul d'goni b'shimshe. He saw Shmuel was laying in the sun. He was sunbathing. Omalei chakimet de Yehudoi akligi yid bishe mihavet ove. It's not healthy to lay in the sun. There in Tosant, which now they found out about it. About Kaponim and the Gemara, they knew about it then. Bishe mihavet ove. How could a bad thing, the laying in the sun is not good? So how could you have any good out of it? So therefore, even though there are bad side effects, I needed the heat of the sun to warm me up. So the Gemara says, that's not the ma'aseh. There's one day in the year that the sun is good, that's yoimed the naflabe, it seems it's tug yosois, tkufes tamiz, or tkufes tevis. So memele, so that day the sun is taking good. The sova loy galalays. He says, "Ich zal zogen der goy." I should tell them der sod. So the kav, I told them a different thing. I told them it was a yaymed de hakozev, which was not true. Zot Rashi, bar meyahi ome, the mefarish vos loy efshel loy liknes yain lishkol zuz emoch zuz ra opochi shein a yoytze baitzo. Bishe mihave tove chayim hashemesh shukasha laadam klum meitiv loy. That's that. Zuk to Gemara weiter. Rav Shmuel da Omri Tavayu kol ha-meikel besudas hakozet hakozes dam. If a person will be meikel, we spoke about the gewaldike importance, he sells his shoes, afilanoma is permissible. A person will be meikel besudas hakozes dam. Makilan loim is a noisa mina shamayim. So he won't have panos. Vaimre, maish mito leitzar asine, hu al chayov leichos. If he himself is not chos on his life, he doesn't take care of himself, ani ochis olo. So memele, so that's what's going to end up. Rav Shmuel da omri tavai. Anu aloch. Hai man the Ovid Milsa, a person who made a koze, loy leisev heichet de korech zike. He should not be in a place where the wind is blowing. Why? Dilme shofi le umno. Maybe the umen who was makis dam, maybe he took out a lot of dam from him. Umukim le arvioso. It's very difficult to understand this. And he's only left over with a revi's dam. That means could be the umen misjudged and took out an abundance of dam, and he's only left over with the essential amount of dam that he has. But osi ziki v'shoif minei. Now if he's going to be in a windy place, so the wind might be mechaser this dam. So therefore he should be in a place that is not susceptible to winds. V'osi lidei sakon. So the Gemara says, Shmuel have a rovil, v'ovid milse, when Shmuel, they were makers dam from Shmuel, so he used to do it, bebeso deshev leveinayo va'arich. He used to be in a house, that, how was it insulated? The walls, the thickness of the walls, were seven bricks in one ariach, which is a hefa leveine. And a brick is 3 tvachim. So memele, so 7 bricks to a 21 tvachim, 22 and a half tvachim. That was the size of the thickness of the wall to make sure that no wind would enter. Yoim echoda ova, one day they made a kosis adam, va'algish benafshin, he felt, oh, he felt a psatoidach nisht. He felt weak. Bodak. So he went and he was Bodak to find out the thickness of the wall. And there was only 21 inches thick. It wasn't 22 and a half. So Memele. So that is why, that is why it says that he felt it. Zot Rashi. Heiche de korech zike. Indrein. That's a type of a porch. Nachsadre. Sheyesh bei chaloine. So it's open. Varuach nechneses ben. Nechreches is mezgalgeles be indrein. There's cross ventilation there. Dilma shafi leumne. Shafi is a loshen meirikai midoma. He'll empty him out from his dam. Kmaya shayfe yayin lechaveiro. Amukila revios. El nifle dama lekadei chai. Dine revios. Vahodar osi leizike. Vishayv le midama noise begufe. Mechasre mishiyure mistake. Shev leveini vareiche. Oy vi achoim zayin leveinim mutolim lerochvom zaitzel ze. Dechol leveini gemutrochim. Variach, 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 chatzila veina, tefach umachze. Argish benavshe, hirgish batz meishu nechlash, chosach adariche, achoy meisach aseire, mei uvio ariach. Zog de gemore weiter. Ravish mul domri tavayu, haiman da ovid milse, litaim midi. A person should first be toim, hod a leifek, and then he should go out. The ilay toy midi ipoga b'shichve. If he'll go out and see a dead person, yarke ape, so his face will get pale, yellow, green. Ipoga b'man de kotel nafsho, will meet the psaretzeach, is the miss. Ipoga b'dover acha, kosha l'dover acha. What does that mean? So Rashi says, b'dover acha, hazir. So kosher davaracha will get negoyim. So Rashi kosher davaracha tzara shachazerim menugoyim hem. Because the meaning of kedushin yudkavim negoyim girl the loyim tisha not luchazerim. Rav Shmuel the Omri Tavai. Haiman the Ovid Milse. If a person was make his dam lishi pulte vahodalek. So he should wait a little bit. He shouldn't jump up right away after that cause. The Elohim, Ochal Vioma, he finished a hearty meal, and he jumps up afterwards. Shosa Vioma, Yosham Vioma, Hikis Dam Vioma, Shimish Mitose Vioma. Zokrashi, Ochal Vioma, Maher, Lamoy Pisaim Acher, Sheochal Soiver.